Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Thanks for choosing Felger and Maz to entertain and inform you in the afternoon.
E-class.
Felger and Maz. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, once again, if you're just joining us, breaking news today on the Patriots. Their best defensive player, I think he was. It's either him or Stephon Gilmore, but one of their two best defensive players, Trey Flowers, gone, according to multiple reports in free agency, to the Detroit Lions. So we sort of played this parlor game before. What's he going to get? We haven't heard the numbers yet. You know, they said expected to be between 17 and 18, which, again, I think is fairly obvious. When the franchise number is $17 million a year to franchise the guy for 1 year, then that's what his average annual value is going to be roughly on a new deal. It's a jumping-off point. And I think it's actually going to be more in the first three, which is really the years that matter. So I said he was going to get – so it's a five-year deal, right, Maz?
Yes.
So
well, the, I think, yeah.
That's what's being reported.
So the reports are five-year deal, and some have said between 16 and 17 or 17 and 18. So my guess, what's 5 times 18?
90.
Okay, so 5 at 90, and I said between 40 and 50 guaranteed. That was my guess when it first started.
Okay, so I initially guessed a four-year deal at 18 per at 72, and I'm wrong with that. So I'm going to tell you 5 and 90 is where I wanted to go, and I'm putting a guarantee between 35 and 40 million. That's where I'm putting it. So I just wanted to amend it because, again, I stupidly said four-year deal, and it's being reported that in all probability it's 5. He'll probably never see the last two because not many people get to those final years the way Devin McCourty has without doing a restructure of some sort or taking a pay cut or getting released. But to me, it's going to – everyone's saying 16, 17. Those are the reports you see, Murray. It's going to be higher.
Well, just let me tell you. It'll be higher in the first three. I bet in the first three he averages at least 18. Okay, maybe when you the 2 years at the end, I don't know. But the first three, the numbers will be tremendous. Is he worth it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I say yeah. Now, again, I see instinctively I would say nobody is. But
that's not true. When caps are one whatever they are.
Well, so right. This is what I'm saying is that when you weigh it out in the landscape of what these leagues are making and what these teams are and what the caps are, yes, yeah, he's a very good all around player. I think he's great.
$188 million cap. That's what the cap is. And again, you can make the numbers be whatever they want. I mean, just play along. What's 17 million? What percent of 188 is 17?
I mean, call it 10%, a little less than 10%.
Okay.
8.5%, something like that.
I'd pay 8.5% of my cap for an impact defensive lineman.
Me too.
Absolutely.
Me too. Because again, a guy like that changes the whole defensive line because now you're talking about a focal point that opposing offenses have to look at, whether they have to double team him or not. They have to factor him in. Maybe they don't run at him. Maybe they run the other way. All those things work in your favor as a defense. Absolutely. I mean, I'd rather have Flowers than Michael Bennett.
Okay, we continue with your reaction, as promised. John in New Hampshire, your thoughts on this deal?
You guys are kidding, right? First of all, Felger, you were talking the Patriots are going to be screwed when it was draft time because they were giving away their draft capital. Now you want them to sign Trey Flowers for how much? What, are you kidding me? You guys were probably talking about signing Solder last year. This is unreal. They don't get it wrong.
Ever. Just right. Apparently for you, John, they don't. Yeah, you like the Shaq Mason contract?
Of course you're going to have some slips.
You just said they never get it wrong. You just said they never get it wrong.
They never get it wrong.
So which one is it?
They never get it wrong.
Okay, so then you do like the Shaq Mason deal.
So what is getting it wrong? Making a bad sign or defecting the team?
Well, I mean, like I said before.
Simple question.
Yeah, no, it's not going to affect. It's not going to affect where they finish, John.
So you're saying Shaq Mason affected them this year from that bad signing?
No, I just said it's not going to affect where they finish because everyone else sucks.
So why do you want to sign Trey Flowers for all this money?
Because he's good
and he's worth it.
Oh, because he's good. Did you want to sign Chandler Jones as well or no?
So, John, then why sign anybody?
And for the record, I never said a word. I never said you don't shut up. I never said a word about Trey Flowers. But if you're asking me, is it going to impact where they finish? No. No, no. It's not.
It's already beginning, though.
Because everyone else sucks. The division still blows. No one else gets it. Even the good teams in your conference are so fatally flawed, either from the coaching position or in Pittsburgh, the management position. Everyone else is a joke. So you're going to be where you're going to be. It's not going to affect you at the end of the day. But I think Trey Flowers is worth the money. I would have liked to have seen him sign him.
But the discrediting and the disinformation campaign on Trey Flowers is beginning.
Oh, is it?
Oh, I mean, with that call right there. I mean, that reeked of, hey, he was good, not great. They'll be fine. This is the right move. He wasn't worth that money. The guy was an impact player, maybe the most impactful player on defense over the last three seasons, especially when it mattered most in the postseason. Oh, ugh.
See, but a guy like that, a guy like that's going to defend no matter what they do.
There's a word for those fans, Murray. I can't.
The best word.
I can't come up with no. Well, I mean, I don't know what word you're thinking of, but
oh, you knew.
I don't.
I mean, so that
I don't know what you're talking about, but maybe there is a word out there we could use to describe it, but I can't. Nothing comes to me right now. Go ahead.
So that guy will say, no, it's a good move to sign Shaq Mason at $10 million a year, and it's a good move to let Trey Flowers go. So then it's just no matter what the Patriots choose is the right move, which, because they have Belichick and Brady, often is. I'm just telling you that I'd rather have Trey Flowers than Michael Bennett. We should have seen this coming. Once they didn't sign Flowers before the year started, we should have known this day was coming.
Mike and Peabody, your thoughts. Hi, Michael.
In 90 seconds, I hate John New Hampshire. I hate him. honest to God. Yeah, John, let me tell you, because he's an impact player, that's why you pay him. The worst part about it is now I got to watch this guy dance around with his stupid shoulder pads on every Sunday. I hate the fact they didn't sign Trey Flowers. I don't understand. Belichick, he's got to be the master of spin. How does he sell this to his players? I have no idea.
Because everybody else sucks. They always end up at home in the divisional game, which is usually a walkover. And then the next thing you know, they're in the conference title game. 9 straight years. So it doesn't matter what they do. It doesn't matter. I still enjoy talking about it. I can tell you what I like and don't like. But is it going to matter? I've come to realize it's not. Okay, and for the John of New Hampshire, I don't know why you would listen to sports radio, because the whole thing is to say whether you like it or don't like it, and that's sort of the whole game. And so, to me, Trey Flowers is a perfect guy worth investing in. It's not like they never do things like this. They do it. They did it for Devin McCourty. They did it for Dante Hightower. They do it. They do it on occasion. I just thought this would be a guy that they would want to do it for.
Now, that guy's a big baby. That guy, is it John of New Hampshire? I don't even know what his name is. Like, you're a baby is what you are. Again, I read you this tweet from Phil Perry earlier. So, and Phil Perry's not like me. He's not an a-hole. So Phil Perry tweeted near the end of his first full season, Patriots players couldn't have spoken more highly of Trey Flowers. They called him the GOAT and quote unquote technique. Universally loved in the locker room. Since then, he'd grown into a leader and the voice of the defensive line. So Phil Perry is just tweeting out what other teammates think of Trey Flowers, but apparently, John in New Hampshire, you think they're a-holes too.
Okay, we've had Bruins calls waiting on the board for over an hour. I don't want to leave you just sitting there all day. So listen, I have 2 minutes to get through 3 calls. I'm begging you, be ready to go and just zip through it. Mike in Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, how you guys doing? I want to know about Juro Vaakanainen. I watched him play when he was the beginning of the year, and he looked like he was a pretty good player. I know he had the concussion, and the Bruins loaned him to Finland for the World Cup. But is he going to play at all this
year?
Okay,
wait, there's one. Scott in Weymouth, I know you can be quick. Go.
Boom, let's do it. All right, listen, a loss last night had to happen. That's okay. They historically don't play well against Pittsburgh. Now I'm going to tell you one thing right now. The next 3 games are a microcosm of what this team is going to do in the playoffs. At Columbus, at Winnipeg, and back home versus Columbus, we are going to learn a lot about this team. Thank you, Felder.
Not without Pastrnak, not without DeBrusque, you're not. It's not your team. Nick in Rhode Island, go.
Hey, Mike, so a couple of quick things. So first, Murray, I'm glad you said Stemniak's going back down. I mean, he must have something on some dirt on the front office coming back up, because they signed him the first time. I mean, what did he do? Anything? They bring him back for 2 games, and they wanted to lose this streak. Anyways, it sucks that Grizzly kind of went down, because this is, what, 3 years in a row? God forbid this is bad, because, I mean, it looked pretty rough the way his arm got trapped up in there. But, I mean, Carlo twice, 2 years in a row, and then you had McAvoy. If this is Grizzly now, you can't go with Stephen Kampfer, I mean, or anybody like that. You need him back.
Okay. I think that if Miller comes back, they're whole.
Yeah. Miller's the key guy, if you ask me, not Grizzly.
So if Miller comes back, they have 6
legit NHL defensemen. They're fine.
Yeah, and I like Miller better for the postseason anyway because he has size.
Absolutely.
Grzelcyk's not going to hold up in the playoffs. This isn't that big a loss. I felt this as soon, and I felt bad for him because I thought he broke his arm.
But apparently the x-rays are negative. I think he's going to be okay.
So, the only question is whether or not he has like a hyperextended elbow or shoulder, something in there. I mean, because the way he got hit, it didn't look good. So, now I was also surprised to see that he didn't break it. But the idea of losing it, as he was skating off, and this is horrible of me, I admit, but I said, you can lose this guy.
Okay, so quickly, the caller mentioned Stepniak. That's the only thing that bugged me last night. You were bound to lose. It's okay. You've been actually playing mediocrely for the last week or so. You can't fall behind by two goals to everybody, never mind on the road to Pittsburgh, expect to win every game, so you didn't. That's fine. The only thing that bugged me last night was having to watch Lee Stepniak, which is a joke. That he's a joke drawing top six minutes or a top six assignment. That tells me your system must suck or that there is no one down there in Providence who can play. Can no one play that Lee Stepniak gets that call? Okay, that's Stepniak. The schedule, I'm with you, Scott and Weymouth, except no DeBrusk, no Pastrnak. I don't know. Not a fair gauge of where this Bruins team is. They're not fully loaded. So, yeah, schedule's great. Interesting games, Columbus, Winnipeg, Columbus, but you're not real. Vaakanainen, I don't know. They don't need him. Hopefully the guy can play because it doesn't feel like they have any forwards who can because we're having to watch Suitcase Lee Stepniak up here. So Vaakanainen's an issue for next year. We continue with your thoughts on NFL free agency and the Patriots' comings and goings right after this.
You're listening to Felger and Nass on 98.5.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Mass.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Breaking news, and that Patriots left tackle Trent Brown, who had a big year for the team last year, has now gotten himself a big deal. And for more on that, Brown going to the Raiders, we bring back Mort and Adam. Adam, what do you have on this deal?
All right, here's a deal that basically cannot be done until Wednesday. But Trent Brown, the Patriots left tackle, intends to sign a four-year, $66 million contract with the Oakland Raiders. They got Antonio Brown over the weekend. They're going to get Trent Brown this week. What can Brown do for you in Oakland? Brown can do an awful lot. The deal includes $36.75 million in guaranteed money and makes him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. The Raiders now will take their left tackle, Colton Miller, last year's first round draft pick, and move him over to right tackle. The Patriots lose Trent Brown. They're prepared for that because they drafted Isaiah Wynn in the first round last year.
True Patriots fashion. Should they sign Flowers or Trent Brown? Should they franchise Trey Flowers or Trent Brown? Who should they prioritize? You're going to sign one of them. You're going to sign Trent Brown or Trey Flowers. Nope, we're not going to franchise or sign either of them. They're both gone. Bye-bye. So Patriot. So Patriot.
Oh, yeah. No, and they'll land on their feet. They always do.
Exactly. Because no one else can.
I know. I just refuse to become one of those complete mindless tool bags who sits there and just signs off on everything Belichick does. I refuse to do that.
But they're not going to. I mean, they may, even if they land on their feet kind of wobbly, everyone else won't even be able to find their feet. They'll have lost their shoes and will be sitting there on their ass. I mean, again, it's just so that's the reality. So it really just goes into this category. I've told you, I got a whole new method to analyze this team. And there's that whole column that says, will this affect them? Will this affect where they finish on the right? And I have yet to see anything that's going to affect how they finish on the right. On the left, things I don't like. I don't like them letting Trey Flowers go. I wouldn't have liked it if they had franchised the kicker. I can think of a couple other, you know, there's a whole range of things that I don't like or would not like, but is it going to affect them on the right? I haven't seen anything yet. I don't like Greg Schiano, that Bobo, you know. I don't like the way the staff is sort of trending with either Belichick Bobos or kids. Like, I just don't like that. Is it going to affect, here on the right-hand column, is that going to affect them? Nope. You're going to be home for the divisional round after a bye. And some tomato cans going to come in here and puke all over themselves. And then you're in the conference title game. And then probably the refs will give you a bunch of calls or a bunch of bounces. Or the opposing coach, like Andy Reid, will fall asleep in the last 2 minutes and run out of timeouts. And you'll win. And that's it. There's nothing. I don't see anything on this right-hand column yet. But do I like it or not? I don't like the fact that they would not pay a guy like Trey Flowers. That's the guy I should pay.
I mean, look, all my point is in the moment, this is my job. Okay, this is my job, and I don't like the move. So to me, it just frustrates me when they have good players and they let them go, particularly young ones who are in the prime of their careers. Like, I find that frustrating. I'm sorry. I you know, if that means I care, then I care.
Matt in Attleboro, go ahead. What do you got for us?
Hey, so there's reports that the Patriots were willing to offer a second and a fourth for Antonio Brown. So I was just wondering how that correlates to maybe them wanting to offer more for Odell Beckham Jr., who's like 5 years younger.
Okay, Matt.
Probably a better player.
Yeah, wasn't that rumor debunked?
Yeah, report was bullcrap, I think. Right, Murray?
Yeah, it was first from Rappaport, and then, yeah, there was some confusion there. I don't think that it actually existed. It just kind of blew up on Twitter for a few minutes and then, poof, disappeared.
Was it a fake Twitter account or something?
No, someone said that they had saw him say it on ESPN or something like that, or NFL Network.
And he hadn't, so it wasn't from him.
Yeah.
Okay. Apparently, there is reports that Odell Beckham is still available, that he's still being shopped. Would you want in on that?
Yeah.
I'm a no on Beckham. I don't love Beckham.
No.
I don't love Beckham. It feels to me like he's a complete pain in the ass. And again, there are people like Murray who tell me that he goes over the middle and he's tougher than I give him credit for. He doesn't feel that way to me.
Oh, he definitely goes over the middle. Yeah, go on. I'm sorry.
I just don't know how much he really competes. He feels like, to me, like a guy that is a highlight reel. But at the end of the day, is a guy like that going to fight for catches and win football games in traffic? And I don't feel like he will.
Yeah, they've taken guys like this before and made them consummate professionals. Randy Moss, and I know it went south, Mike, but for a time it did work. So I think you could do it here with a 26-year-old guy with that kind of talent level and upside. And more importantly, spitefully, I want it to happen so I can watch both of your heads explode.
They've done it. Typically, those guys, Murray, were more towards the tail end. You know, Moss was more towards the tail end. That wasn't,
fair. Yeah. You know, same with Dylan.
Yeah, a lot of those guys. So I think it's a little different when you're in Beckham's spot. You know, has Beckham matured fully? Does he understand what it takes?
And him and Brady, it's just nonstop sausage emojis.
No, those two love each other. Brady loves them, no question. Brady wants them. Absolutely, Brady wants them. Who knows? Maybe the Patriots want them. I'm with Maz. I don't want them. You know me and those kind of receivers. I'm not buyers on those guys.
Could you imagine a locker room with Michael Bennett and Odell Beckham in it in Foxborough?
Good for us.
Oh, great for us.
Jay in the van. Go ahead, Jay.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to talk about Trey Flowers. You know, great player. Really, for the most part, I don't know what he did in the locker room, but he kept his mouth shut with the media and didn't cause any issues. And you get these guys, John in New Hampshire, whatever his name is, you know, they love to just say that everything that Belichick and the Patriots do is right. Like, I feel like they really lost a impact, important player on the defensive side of the ball. And I just am sick of listening to people. You know, I'm a Patriots fan, all right? I love them. Everything they do is not right. That's all I have to say. Big loss. Too bad we couldn't re-sign them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, Jay, thanks for the call. Mary in Manchester, your thoughts. Hi.
Hi. I also agree with what the caller just said. I think some players are worth investing in, and I think he was a good player, and I think that sometimes when you replace these players, you don't know what you're going to get. He was a known commodity. And I also would have re-signed Amendola, and now Matt Patricia has both of these players.
And he's going to waste both of them, probably, Mary. But but the whole thing, thank you for the call, about worth investing in. I think they have to step up and pay every once in a while just to show the locker room that they do it. And that, you know, I think there's times there where the feeling gets to be they won't pay anybody. They won't pay anybody. And I think they have to spend every once in a while just to, just to signal the locker room that they will. And that if you do the right things and do your job and are drafted, developed, and do everything that's asked of you every step of the way, that you will be rewarded. And I think there's a dangerous precedent there. If you let too many of those guys go, the feeling takes hold in there that they won't pay anybody. I'm just, you know, paying for my next paycheck somewhere else. And I don't know if that's a totally healthy thing. And I think they're cognizant of that. I think that's why in the past they have stepped up and gone to the top of the market for certain players every now and then. And I don't know. I think they're probably due for that. I mean, you tell me. I mean,
unless you count Mason.
Again, Shaq Mason.
You know, I mean, he's a guy they drafted that they rewarded.
Yeah.
And so,
at one of the lowest paid positions on the field.
Well, so that's the part that gets me, is you look at it and say, you know, people will sit here and sing the praises of Dante Scarnecchia, which are well-deserved. But if Dante Scarnecchia is that good, then why do you have to pay a right guard $10 million?
Shouldn't.
Right? So, you know, all I'm saying is that really a spot where you had to extend yourself? That's the part I don't get.
Meanwhile, here comes Trey Flowers' replacement, Michael Bennett. Bobby in Boston has a thought on Bennett. Go ahead, Bobby.
Yes, I just want to remind everybody that it was Michael Bennett in last year's preseason game with Philadelphia that a bull rushed Isaiah Wynn when he ruptured his Achilles heel. So that's another log for the hate Michael Bennett fire.
Okay, I didn't even know that, Bobby, but that one I'm not going to hold against him. I'm not going to hold that against him, unless it was a dirty play, which I don't remember. No, that just happens on the football field.
I mean, it's tough to force a guy to rupture his Achilles. Yeah, like that one just feels like bad luck or bad conditioning.
Exactly. Billy in Lakeville. Go ahead, Billy.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, quick question. I mean, they'll dance right through the division anyway, so they don't care. I mean, getting repaid like this is just typical what they do. But, of course, Tom Brady, you know, they have to deal with him, too. He can't be underpaid. You know, according to Flowers. I mean, Flowers can't make $17 million, and then, you know, they're going to deal with Gronk here, and he can't make $10 million and go up and cry to Kraft. You know what I mean? Saying, geez, now you're paying this guy, I've done all this. Then Tom's starting a big thing about how he needs a new contract and things like that. I mean, what do you think?
I think that's absolutely a factor, Billy.
It's a good point.
I think it's a good point that, and not that, you know, they play the same position or that the circumstances are all the same. But just generically speaking, and I have a hard time picturing Brady walking into the office saying, you pay him 18 and you pay me 15, I need 18.5. It doesn't work that way, but just sort of a general, Gronkowski might, others might, Hightower might if you ask him for a cut, McCourty might if you ask him for a cut, and you go to these guys and say, we need to cut you, and their first answer would be, why? You just gave this guy $40 million guaranteed. You got all the money in the world. You don't need to cut me. You have the money.
Absolutely.
I just saw it.
I mean, look, and again, this is a loose sort of comparison, but isn't that effectively what happened with Malcolm Butler? I mean, they paid Gilmore, and Butler got pissed off.
Yes, exactly.
And then they
right.
lost Butler.
Exactly right.
And Butler
exactly.
became a lesser player as a result of it.
100%.
And so it is something you have to be cognizant of. So, and maybe this is why they haven't redone Brady yet. Because they say, you know, if we redo Brady, then, you know, Flowers falls in under the number. So, you know, maybe there's a little bit more impetus on us to pay Flowers, but if we at least we can go into the negotiation now and say we can't give you more than Brady.
Okay, we've had breaking news today on the Patriots. It's the first day of the tampering period, which has become the first day of free agency. We are now learning that players have gone off the board, coming and going in Foxborough. The very latest with Murray right here in the update, and then we're back to discuss.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corvus Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
All right, we continue with your reaction to, so far, NFL free agency. Losing your starting left tackle, which I think a lot of people expected, and your best defensive player, or at least your first or second best defensive player in Trey Flowers, which I'm not sure everyone was expecting. Your reaction, Mike in Florida. Go ahead, Michael.
Hey, I don't know what Patriots these other people have been watching, but Trey Flowers has absolutely been the most consistent player on this defense for the last couple of years.
Agreed.
And not only that, but take the plays aside, he's one of the best locker room guys that they've, you know, produced. And that's what other people look for, you know, when Patriot players become available. And, you know, I'm going to miss him.
Okay, so the consistency is a great point, too. Because, you know, I said he's one of your two best defensive players. Obviously, Stephon Gilmore is the other. Stephon Gilmore had games where you said, huh? And he goes into Tennessee and the Titans go right at him and, you know, had a okay game, you know, had a bad game. And certainly Stephon Gilmore's first half of his first year here last year in 2018 was abysmal. Trey Flowers was never abysmal. He didn't feel like he had a bad week.
No, rarely, yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think back to a couple of times where he missed some games, right?
He had a concussion early either this year or last year, right?
But when he's out there, he's always good.
Feels like it.
Yeah, always good. I mean, and again, to me, this gets into sort of reliability, durability, all these things, other factors that, to me, have tremendous value in a player. It's just, it's hard to find holes in that guy.
What's the stat you said to me off the air? I don't think you've said it on there, did you?
So it was Mark Daniels, I think, of the Providence Journal, right, tweeted out that since 2006, there are only two Patriots players who have had, there's only one Patriots player who's had 20 quarterback hits in consecutive seasons, Trey Flowers. That's it. Flowers. So again, it speaks to consistency and just, you know, week in, week out, doing it all the time. And he's forced 5 fumbles in his career, 3 this past season, good in the locker room, good in the pass game, good in the run game. Like, where's the hole?
I didn't notice any. Dale in Portland. Go ahead, Dale.
Yes. My question to you guys is, with the money saved from the Flowers, it's about $9 to $10 million, right? Instead of Bennett. So you use that money, you sign, say, a Humphreys or a Tate. Would you rather have a Humphreys or a Tate and Bennett, or would you rather have Flowers?
Good question, Dale. Let's see what they do with their money. But just would you rather have Michael Bennett and Golden Tate or Trey Flowers?
That wide receiver core is thin, man. Oh,
that's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
I mean, it is.
I think I'd rather have...
So look.
I'll take the two players.
Yeah, me too.
Tate and Bennett. Me too.
Yeah, I'll take the two players.
Let's see them do that.
Right.
Because how many times have we sat here and said, well, they didn't spend on Welker, so they'll give it to so-and-so, yeah. And they didn't spend on Chandler Jones, so they'll give it to so-and-so. Well, Robert Kraft says, you know, we got 3 or 4 guys that we got to sign between right. Jamie Collins and
Dante Hightower.
Jamie Collins and Dante Hightower and Chandler Jones and Malcolm Butler, and then they let 3 of the 4 go. It's like, how many times have we sat here and said, well, they'll just use that money elsewhere, and then where's that money go?
A million times? That's how many times. It happens over and over and over again. So again, look, they'll come up with something. They always do.
No, everybody else sucks. Even if they come up with nothing, everybody else sucks. That's not going anywhere. So they don't have to come up with anything. That's just sort of the beauty of being them.
I know, I'm stupid. I like good players.
They can just sit there. And what if you don't need them? What if you determine you don't really need good players? That everyone else is so pathetic.
Well, let's talk about the Bruins or the Revs.
No. I know. No. I'm talking about this, but because I enjoy talking about this.
No, I know. I was being facetious. I enjoy talking about it too. I'm talking about the fan base.
But what if you're, what if you're the Patriots and you've determined that you don't need good players because everybody else sucks? No one else can figure it out.
There's almost a financial buffer that they can deal with because of the stupidity of others.
No, I mean, it's true though. I mean, no one else can figure it out. And I'm not being facetious.
No, I know. It's clearly, we have quite a track record.
No one can figure it out. I mean, you only won 11 freaking games.
Yeah.
And no one else in the AFC other than Kansas City could figure out how to win 12?
No, then I would do what the Patriots do. I would go get myself some C-plus players, let everyone else who costs more go, win the Super Bowl, and then do the same thing all over again.
That's not unusual.
No, listen, and I'll tell you what. See, everyone thinks I just like to rip the Patriots all the time, and I don't. Trent Brown's a great example, and there's all kinds of stuff on Twitter about this, and it's legit, okay? They acquired Trent Brown. He played a hell of a year for them, and they won a Super Bowl. They will now let him go and get a compensatory selection, and they have a kid that they drafted ready to jump in and take the spot. textbook.
Yeah, I don't think who's complaining about Trent Brown.
No, no. But my point is that I'm not complaining about. But my point is I don't complain about everything the Patriots do.
Right.
I give them all the credit in the world on that one. You nailed that one absolutely all the way around. You basically used the guy for a year. You got your pick back. You got a Super Bowl year out of him, and you have a guy ready to step in and replace him, and you didn't overpay him in the process. Brilliant. Textbook all the way across. I give him all the credit in the world for that one. Trey Flowers, I'm sorry, that feels like a mistake. Like I don't kick the crap out of them for everything they do. Trent Brown's a good move the way they did it.
Paul in Blackstone. Hi, Paul.
Guys, hey, real quick. So I think the bigger problem with the callers is you're being a little bit hard on people who don't exactly agree with your opinion, right? So we can think Trey Flowers was a nice player here. And we can also think that he got more money than he's probably worth by going to Detroit. And then one caller comes through and says that. Then you got Jim Murray grunting into the microphone, getting angry. So I want to ask you guys, what is the right way to approach thinking that, okay, maybe it wasn't the right amount of dollars. Which one of Trey Flowers' 7.5 sacks last year was your favorite? Oh, been in the league for 4 years. He has 21 career sacks.
Yeah, we don't care about sacks in New England, Paul.
Stats are for losers.
No, but not even that. They don't even count sacks. Haven't you been paying attention?
I don't know what that means, Mike, but, you know, Tony's calling us mindless tool bags, and I like Trey Flowers, but, again, you can have the opinion that he got overpaid and that you'd rather see them spend the money elsewhere and not have to be belittled by you fellas here on the radio.
Bass, did you say mindless tool bag?
Paul, don't take it so personally. Don't take it so personally. I'm not calling you.
I'm having fun with it.
Okay.
I'd take it personally if you called me a mindless tool bag.
Oh, I've done that millions of times.
How else do you take it?
But Paul's approach is actually the right one. Because, like, I kind of agree. Like, that's a ton of money to give to this guy who's been consistent, but maybe they can use it somewhere else.
Okay, but...
But that other guy that called was like, no, this is completely the right idea. It's going to be fine. And he was acting, and you know, the way he sounded, it's like, okay.
It was, again, I'm searching for the word for that previous guy.
Trey Flowers is overrated, and what he has done here is just, it wasn't all that big of a deal. We're not going to miss him.
All I'm saying, this caller here must not be a great Patriot fan, because... Bill Belichick could give two poops about sacks. They don't gear their defense for guys to get sacks.
No.
They've never been a big sack team, sack numbers. Even this year, when they had a great year getting to the quarterback, they created a lot of pressure this year. Where did they rank in sacks? You know,
good question. I don't even know. Sure.
I mean, maybe they were good. I'm not even sure. We've been conditioned here over the years, caller, you must know this, to not count sacks. Because sacks are one of the most overrated stats in all the sports. It's about...
QB hits and pressure.
It's about, and not even hits, it's pressure synced up to your coverage. That's what we've learned here over 17 years. Haven't you been paying attention? It's about coverage arriving when the pressure does.
Team defense.
And you don't even have to hit them. You don't even have to sack them. Never mind sack them. You just have to pressure when the coverage is there in the secondary. That's what it's all about. And so in that regard, Trey Flowers seemed like a really, really good player in this system. And he did rank high in pressures. Mass just gave you that number. Was it hits or pressures that you said?
I said hits.
It was hits, not sacks. But they don't count sacks here.
No, Patriots this year or this past year had 30 sacks, tied for 30th in the league.
Try again, caller. They don't care about sacks. And they did a great job getting to the quarterback.
They really did, yeah. They got pressure on the quarterback, and they did it a lot of times through scheme. But I also think that having Flowers there is a factor. He's a good player all the way around. He's a guy that offenses have to account for.
This felt like a flawless Patriot. But as we predicted, we're now going to start getting the cracks in the armor and the blemishes to his game. Item number one, he didn't get a lot of sacks, Murray.
Got double-digit sacks. Doesn't matter.
Like that now matters here in New England. He didn't get a lot of sacks. Got it. What's next, callers?
You're listening to Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Hey.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
Making sense of Boston sports.
There's no catching and no throwing. Anyone can play, no matter how hopelessly unathletic they are.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Biggest defensive free agent is going to sign with the Detroit Lions. Trey Flowers, another former Patriot, going to reunite with Matt Patricia.
Wow.
And Bob Quinn, the general manager in Detroit. Trey Flowers, pass rusher. We're waiting to see the terms, but again, it looks like it'll be something close to $16, $17 million a year. It'll be a big deal in Detroit. But Trey Flowers intends to sign with the Detroit Lions. That just in, one of the biggest names on the defensive board. Coming off, Landon Collins going to Washington, Trey Flowers going to the Detroit Lions.
So that was the breaking news today. Trey Flowers gone. Still haven't gotten the final numbers. Looking forward to that. I got 5 at 90 with 40 guaranteed, at least. At least. So, Michael Bennett is the replacement. We think part of the replacement. How about the other guys that are currently, and I, you know, I remember watching last preseason saying they're building something here. They got a group of young guys that, you know, potentially could be onto something. And then I never really heard from any of them in the regular season. Derek Rivers, Dedrick Wise, Adrian Claiborne, not that he's young. And they sort of had a little grouping there of guys. I said, ooh. A little something here. Even Kenyatta Davis, that makes sense? Keontae Davis. There's some good young defensive linemen on the team. And then I never heard from any of them when the season started.
Rivers are the big ones to me.
But Rivers played 5-6 games or whatever before he got hurt. Yeah. So maybe they see something in him and he can be the replacement.
What's your faith there?
I don't know. I don't have great faith in Wise. I mean, he's okay. But, you know, again, the beauty of Flowers, right, is he's able to play on the inside.
Right.
Like, you know, you can move him around. There's some great value there. They love a guy like that. So I suppose that, you know, again, Bennett can do some of that, too. Apparently he likes the edge a little bit more based on, you know, what you guys were telling me at the end of last week. But, guys like Flowers, to me, they don't come around all that often.
Okay, the money's in on Nick Foles. 4 at 88. Is that what you said?
Yeah, 4 at 88 and
50 guaranteed.
Yes,
50 guaranteed.
Another guy who's making more than Brady,
a lot more than Brady.
And Rappaport followed this up also with the news that they are going to be cutting Blake Bortles.
So, cost you nothing, zero. Would you sign Blake Bortles?
Yes,
yes.
I suppose.
Why not?
Man, because
would you rather have Brian Hoyer or Blake Bortles be the backup?
Blake Bortles.
Yeah, Blake Bortles.
Boy, you hate Brian Hoyer.
Sure do.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Brian Hoyer sucks.
5 turnovers in his one playoff game as a starter for the Houston Texans.
Plus, the other thing is, I know what the ceiling is there.
Right.
I mean, he's already there. That's it. You're not getting anything any better than what he is. With Bortles, you might have an outside chance there at tapping into something a little bit.
And mobility.
I would definitely do it.
So my only question is whether he would come here, whether or not he'd go a place that, you know,
he want to start somewhere?
Probably.
Tell me where he could start in the league.
I'm trying to think of that. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Off the top of my head, I don't
Tampa?
Know.
Miami?
Maybe Tampa, yeah.
Maybe Miami.
Miami's a good one. Yeah, Miami. good luck there.
Yeah, no, well, the division just keeps getting better. This is why you wonder. But this is why do these things not matter? Why can they lose all their good players, just bring in C players, not spent, whatever, and just keep going? Because of Blake Bortles is now going to be the Dolphins' next quarterback, and we just made that up, by the way. We just made that up, but would it surprise you?
No, of course not. No, but you know what? If he's smart, he just got some big money from the Jags in the last contract, right?
I mean,
decent, good money anyway. He should go to a place that can actually resurrect his career if he's smart.
Yep. So that is someone that I would just take a flyer on. I really would. To me, the Trey Flowers thing is a big bit of news, but I still think the single most important need for the Patriots is quarterback. And I am one of those guys that wants a young guy with Bill in the system now, in the playbook now, to start the run-up for a lot of reasons. So he's even more ready to go when the time comes, or you can determine he's not the guy and move to the next guy. Like, even just as importantly, bring in someone, start developing him, find out his faults, see if he's no good, and then find the next guy. Because every time you do that, you have to reset. So they should be doing it now, whether it's Bortles, whether it's someone in the draft, whatever the case may be. Bring those guys in and get them to work with Bill Belichick.
I mean, he'll be 27 next month. He's still young. You got good time there. Like, that guy's got 10 years in the league left.
Okay, we continue with your thoughts on NFL free agency, which included today the Patriots losing their best defensive player and their starting left tackle. Frank at the office. Hi, Frank.
Hey, guys. I just had a crazy thought. You know, we all know that the competition stinks and that, you know, we'll probably be in the AFC championship next year. Maybe, you know, Belichick does. And maybe he says, you know what? I'm not going to spend any money until I really have to. When the competition improves, I'll sign a player like Flowers.
That's it.
No, until then, you know, what the hell? We'll just get a B player and coach him up.
Yeah, when everybody else sucks, what's the point? I don't have to go to work. Bill's not even working today. Were those pictures you just sent me in Barbados from today?
Yeah, that just posted on the Daily Mail, dailymail.uk.
Okay, do you want to see a good pair of guns? Check out these photos, and I'll leave it to you to tell me what gun show I'm talking about. So Bill's jumping off of rafts in the middle of the ocean in Barbados today.
Docks.
Those are floating rafts.
Oh, I thought it was a dock.
And again, I'm not talking about Linda or Bill.
There's a picture of Belichick, I think, diving into the water, except it looks more like he got pushed. Because if that's a dive, oof.
So it's not like Bill, no one has to work from home anymore. We all get that. You can be anywhere with your phone. No problem. And work. Bill can do anything he needs to do with his phone. He's on a raft in the middle of the ocean right now. He's not working phones. He's not pounding pavement. It's no. You idiots. I'm going to leave all you idiots to bungle all this stuff up and screw this up. You sit here and watch the Steelers lose two of their three best players for nothing in return other than a lump of dead cap space. And I'm going to watch everybody else overspend on mediocre players. I'm going to let all you F all this up. And I'm going to lie on this raft here with Linda for the next week. And then I'll come in at the end and I'll pick up a few guys and I'll see you in the AFC Championship game. So why would you work? Why would you spend?
You wouldn't.
I'd go to the Orchids of Asia and just relax.
Well, maybe I wouldn't go there.
For the next week and jump off some raft in Barbados and show up next week. And what's the diff? What's the diff? Everyone else is going to give away their good players or stupidly sign on other players. And even if they all figure it out and get good players, their coach is going to screw up the timeouts. Or you'll get a good call from the refs, and then their Super Bowl's in Miami. So we'll just see you right in Miami. What's the point? And oh, by the way, this precedent set too. The players, ha, bang it. Usually we want you here March 1st, April 1st, the camps, screw it. Take it off. We'll see you in mid-August, and we'll just then see you again in the AFC title game. What's the point? What's the point of any of it?
No, because again, it's a layup to be into the
it's
Super
layup.
Bowl. Yeah,
layup.
No, I think I told you I would like to be reincarnated as Bill
Mass.
In my next life.
They've gone to the AFC title game. Is it 9 straight years now?
I don't know, something like that.
9, and they've screwed plenty of stuff up over that time.
No one else can figure it out. Don't you get it?
Oh no, I get that part of it.
No one else can figure it out.
Yeah, but I don't judge them against the field, because if you do that, there's no point in anything. I judge them against themselves. And I'm sorry, I have a hard time accepting Trey Flowers. I'm not accepting that one.
Your thoughts in our final hour coming up after Murray's 90-second update, the very latest across NFL free agency. We'll also get to next hour, the latest on Rob Gronkowski and his future, so don't go anywhere.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grillhouse has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grillhouse in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 luxury bowling lanes, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at apexentertainment.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.